Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Ruth King's here. Ruth's our guest, our good friend Ruth. Give us your website. Tell us about Profitability Revolution.
Oh, the best website to see what I do at all is ruthking.info, which
there
I put
go.
Everything in there.
All right.
Yeah,
good.
The books are there. The shows are there. Everything is there. So just go to ruthking.info, and that's the easiest way to do things.
I like that. That's easy to remember. And the videos, how many videos now you got up?
Oh, somewhere around 400 or so.
Something under a million, at least, folks, over there. So check those out. And there's a few in there you want to avoid. There's an ugly guy on it, and you don't want to listen. You don't want to watch any of that. So Ruth King.info, RuthKingInfo.org. No, I'm sorry. Say it again.
Yes. Yeah. RuthKing.org.
RuthKing.org.
RuthKing.info. What am I talking about?
That's right. I said it right. Start
info.
With.
Sorry about
RuthKing.info.
Yeah.
I got her so confused here, folks. So check out her books and everything. Ruth, what are your people saying, those of them who are having to deal with a slower level of business, what are they doing about their payroll, about their people? Are they keeping their people connected? Are they metering their payroll? Are they laying people off? What are they doing?
Well, we've looked at this to actually get rid of the dead weight. And if people weren't productive, if people weren't profitable, and we looked at it and we said, this is the perfect excuse to get rid of the dead weight. And we did. So there's a lot of people that were laid off using this as an excuse.
Yeah.
And that sounds mean, cruel, and rotten, but the reality is these people needed to be laid off anyway.
Right.
And owners were reticent to do it.
When things are good, one of the things we and I both know, Ruth, when things are going swimmingly, we don't practice the fundamentals like we should.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Yeah. So I know immediately with a couple of my clients, the excuse is like, look, we got to lay people off right now. I'm sorry, you're one of them. And
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Quite frankly, those are the ones who aren't coming back.
So you can take a two-step approach, right? You got some people you're going to let go be successful somewhere else. Good luck to you. And then the other people, couldn't you say, okay, folks, I don't know how long this is going to last. Maybe we're going to get some help pretty soon, but you've been making this much a month. I'm only going to be able to pay you 67% of that, two-thirds of that, but I can stretch it out over a longer period. Can we work together? What about that? Somehow keep your key people tied to you. What do you think?
Yeah, we've done that, too, in certain areas. We say, okay, look, everybody's taking a 25% decrease in pay starting immediately.
And probably the owner says, I'm taking a 50% cut. Or, Ruth, you know, I've been through times in my company where my people didn't take a cut, but I did.
Sure, absolutely. And what we've done, a lot of it is pent up. We think it's going to be pent up demand because some of the owners of businesses and stuff like that they go to, some of their clients are saying, well, we really and truly don't want you in our buildings right now.
Right.
I know maintenance is due, but let's do it later.
Right.
So we're seeing some pent-up demand. So what we've done in those cases is say, look, here's a 25% pay cut. I promise it will be repaid to you by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And almost everybody, they can't say no. Where else are they going to get a job right now in all reality?
And I'd be careful.
However,
about,
you know.
I know you would just to figure speech, but I'd be saying about – be careful about saying I promise, but you're right.
No, we promised it.
Oh, okay.
We promised it.
All right.
They will get it back.
All right.
They will get it back.
So are your people expecting the government to come through and help them? Are they looking for that money?
No. They're looking for the pent-up demand that's happening
yeah.
because people don't want you in their homes and their businesses right now. People, they're going to need this stuff. You know, nobody's going to live without air conditioning. Nobody's going to live
Mr. Gravity, plumbing. Mr. Gravity hasn't stopped, right? It's still pulling paint and machines down into the ground. So you got to have to do maintenance.
Exactly. Absolutely. And one of the other things that we're doing is, and you asked about monitoring cash, this is Ruth's new ratio. Accounts receivable plus cash divided by accounts payable plus credit card payments should be greater than 2. And if it's not, we'll figure out what's
going on. Say it again, Rook. Say it again real quick. I got to go. Say it again real quick.
All right. Accounts receivable plus cash divided by accounts payable plus credit cards. Greater than 2.
All right. Credit card, what you owe on credit cards?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hey, Ruth, good job today. RuthKing.info, right?
You got it.
That's a magic portal, folks. You'll be smarter when you do. We can't do without you, Ruth. Come back soon. I'm Jim Blassingame. I got to go for this hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.